McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Thursday, August 27th. Glad you're with us. We're here in Conway at Luxury Pool and Spa. They had two locations here in Russellville. They're celebrating 50 years in business. Love hearing about some of their customers that we know, like Coach Pittman and Todd Ross, and mentioning earlier some of our other even sponsors, Chad and Stephanie Powers, who own Powers Trucks, Parts, and Service, who sponsored Joe Nichols, who we're going to see if we can get him on the air in just a second. Love hearing you guys talk about how I need Jessica to do all the things at the jacuzzi. I don't mind that at all. It's a fact.
The hot tub.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 661-1037, while we're waiting today is LBJ Day. Did you find it, Roger?
I do.
This is the clip of our former president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, getting measured for a pair of pants with his personal tailor. Somehow there was they've got a microphone somewhere, and this is what he had to say.
I need about six pairs for summer wear. Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there, because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, around under my bunghole.
Oh, did you see the end of what he says at the end? If you could go to the end of that, Christian. Yeah, the burp. I forgot about the burp.
Well, you can hear it working itself up. Yep. You can hear it working itself up.
Do it again. Christian, by the way, look for Joe Nichols calling.
I need about six pairs.
Go ahead.
Let's hit the very end here.
What did you say?
Go ahead.
I need about six pairs for summer wear. Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang. It's always a little too tight.
Sorry,
when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there, because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends. Around under my back of my bunghole.
I'm so sorry, ladies. If you're sorry, ladies, that we finished. That is a bunch of guys sitting around talking. That's how we talk, Andrea.
It reminded me of the Friends episode when he talks about measuring his inseam.
Oh, I hadn't seen that. Is that the same thing?
Well, no, it's. Joey's talking about measuring his inseam, and he says, that's how you measure inseam, and Chandler's like, yeah, or Ross says, in prison, but he was like, there was cupping. They're like, that's not how you do the inseam.
Well, listen, to have the president burp, you could tell he was trying to burp, Roger, you're trying to get it out. Then he says that, I think we had nuts, and we usually had that bleeped out.
I
think we
did. New system takes out the bleeps. That was his, that was the actual president. And I think he was talking to, Hager Slacks. I think it was the president of Hager, if not the owner of Hager. Might have been Mr. Hager himself.
Cuts him.
Like a raging fence. Gained a little weight, and I can appreciate the water weight that he's talking about.
Riding a wire fence.
I think you got to call Joe, Christian. I was going to say, before we get Joe Nichols, any other things you guys want to say about the sale? Everything starts next Monday through Friday, 25% to 75%
off. Saturday. Yeah, 10% to 75% off. Our in-stock Pollywood's 50% off, so it's going to be the lowest price we've had. I mean, I think it'll go fast, so I would recommend coming in early Monday. And then it's 20% off Big Green Eggs, Ledge Lounger, And then if we didn't name it, it's 10% off our pool, summer pools and toys and floats, trying to get rid of that for the season. So that's 50% off.
Big Green Egg, 20% off. You mentioned that. So, yes. I mean, you really got some. I mean, everything in the store has got a discount on it,
yes,
for the most part.
Yes, at least 10%. If I didn't mention it, it's at least 10% off.
We're going to try out some of this. What's it called? Spazazz. We're going to put that on and put that in and see if we can tell the smell.
Yep.
As Roger, I'd like to have some smell. And
no, I know
tub.
You would. I know you would.
Yeah. But you got to be a smell you like.
I love this kind of stuff. That's one of those things. I think it was very dangerous that at the bathtub races.
Yeah.
It was a ball. It was a bath bomb.
Bomb.
Yeah. Got to be careful. Those things start, you know, like pop rocks when they get wet.
Yeah.
And I had that thing inside my shirt, inside my pants, so we
whoa.
Didn't lose.
Whoa.
But, what?
Well, I reached
what are you
out,
doing
because
over
there? You're grabbing stuff
you?
In the races, and you can't let it go out. So in hopes of not letting anything that they've had to grab at each one of these stations, I would put it in my shirt, in my pants to hold on to them so we wouldn't lose them at each station. So I put
them
all in
there.
Who
had to touch those at the end?
Nobody did. I just dumped them out.
Is that a pop rock, or are you happy to see?
Yeah.
So real quick, you made fun of me a minute ago,
I was
Andrea.
Making fun of you. I just said you weren't a girl.
You said, now what do you put? What do you put in there? What is this?
So it's Serona Spa Nourish, and it's got aloe vera and hyaluronic acid in it.
So you get out of the whirlpool.
The aloe vera.
Good.
The
yes.
aloe vera.
Get out of the hot tub. Okay.
Dry,
and you go. It's a girl
good.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said Jessica would know what it is, but she also knows all the spa things.
That's
just
that's
get
that,
and enjoy it.
That's right. I don't mind.
She knows. You say all the small things.
Spa.
Other say spa. It's small.
Let's go bring in Joe Nichols here, Christian.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got five number one hits, two Grammy Awards, and four nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for moving till today. We're over here at the Luxury Pool and Spa. They're having a big sale going on. Football is finally here, Joe. We've got football tonight all across the country, high school, junior high, college. University of Central Arkansas has a game over in Tennessee. And finally, after talking season's gone on forever, we finally get to see some real action.
Yeah, we're going to see some a lot of things this week, a lot of things next week. I'm looking forward to it, man. Can't believe it's already here, even though it's felt like 100 years since the last sports thing happened. But I'm excited, man. I love the time of year.
I was making the point, I think we have so many ways for people to talk about football, podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, all the things that – you know, we just hear it all, I mean, ad nauseum from college football from January, February till now. Guys like Coach Silverfield has been asked, 9,000 questions, most of them are the same ones. So I'm sure he's looking forward to playing some games. Now, tomorrow, Joe, we're going to do our official picks. Justin's not going to be there, he's missing today what he thinks are going to be. What do you think, if you had to call a number, what is your prediction for the 12-game season for the Razorbacks? Just say, this is what you think they're going to do. You're not talking down, you're not talking up. Just what do you think the actual record's going to be?
Boy, a lot of changing over this last couple of weeks with some added personnel with all teams. I look at that schedule. I cannot see anything better than 5-7 as far as just how people are just stacked against us. I just can't see us having the ability to compete with 7 teams on there. However, we do have magic on our side sometimes. And sometimes college football is funny and, it gets wonky at times. And injuries happen to other teams that are just above us in the next tier. And sometimes we have a hidden gem that pops out, and all of a sudden we have a better defensive player at one spot than we thought we had, and somebody doesn't pick on us quite as much as that one spot. It may be safety or something. So maybe that changes everything a little bit. So I say all that to say I think 5-7 might be our ceiling, but I'm going with 6-6 because I don't believe anything can happen. And my heart and Razorback heart says I am, unreasonably optimistic at all times with Hog Sports.
Okay, that's okay. Justin, you went 5-7, correct? That was your official prediction?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't argue with anything you said. I'm in agreement.
Yeah, Roger, would you take 5-7 right now?
If we win 6 games and go to the Liberty Bowl.
6?
That's okay.
Okay, if he goes to the 6.
Based on the fact it's the toughest schedule
in the country. Number
then
one,
he's coach of the year.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to time this, Raj,
and I keep interrupting you, bud.
That's all right.
Baz, I think it was the last segment, might have been two ago, I don't know, but you had mentioned how excited the fan base would be at 5-7, and you would take that.
Yep,
I would push back on that. It doesn't excite me at all.
Well, I mean, you're probably not the typical fan though either.
I think you'd be surprised, but I could be. Let's take some calls. I'd be curious to know.
You don't think fans would be happy with 5 wins?
No, I don't think so.
As a fan, I mean, I wouldn't be excited about 5 wins.
I wouldn't either.
Well, okay.
I would not be excited, but it would exceed my expectations.
Well, yeah, let's be.
To me, there's not much difference in 5 wins or 2. To me.
Okay, let me tell you the difference.
It's still a miserable season.
Let me tell you the difference. If you win 5 games, that means you beat 3 ranked teams. You beat 3 ranked teams, right? Because the two you're going to beat, Tulsa and North Alabama, that means you beat 3 ranked teams, which we hadn't beat the conference. It means you beat at least 2 conference teams, maybe 3 conference teams, 2 for sure, and a top 25 Utah team.
That doesn't excite me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't? Oh, my gosh. No.
We'll let Joe get his segment in. The only reason I said that, listen to me, because I'm with you on this thing. Yeah. Real quick, the reason it is because if we win 5 games, you know what? In the normal world, before Portal and NIL, absolutely, we're going, that dude just won 5 games. Do you know what we're going to do next year? And I know we have an argument about and worry about things that have never happened. Why do we do that sort of thing? So I'm projecting. But if we win anything this year, it doesn't mean that any of that team's coming back.
That's a really good point.
On the other side of the coin,
on the other side of the coin, just to add to Roger's argument, first year, Cignetti, if I said that right, at Indiana, first year, worst program in the history of college football, won 10 games. So it's possible at the worst place. Why would five wins excite me when we have a million times tradition they do?
Okay, here's the other thing.
I'm just using that as an example.
The other thing is, that's right. We have the number one toughest schedule in America. You saw it in the paper today. It's by far number one. And then the other thing, we have probably the lowest budget in all the SEC.
Yeah.
And so you
we're right in the middle now.
No, come on, Joe. We're still
here. No, we are. They just approved.
I'm just telling you, we don't have the Texas LSU.
They just made a deal in the offseason to where we're like 7, 8, 9. So
I know, but
I
think for this group, but for this team, Justin, I don't think they had that money. I think they had to do what they did with. They had a little bit more than they normally have.
I'm not arguing this team particularly, but they did. Look it up. The Board of Trustees approved. I think it was like 10, 12 million a year for this team, if they got the money six months ago, I don't think they did.
I don't think they did, Justin.
I'll have to go back and look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. It's like Roger said, but it's just your segment. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I think I would agree with the 5-7 would be a good thing. I don't know if I'd be excited about it, but I could see more positive than negative. I believe, actually, if you sit down and looked at that on paper, 2-10 or 3-9 are probably more likely what you're supposed to do. So playing above your head and getting a 5-7 would, like, to your point, we would have to win a couple that we weren't supposed to win at all. And that means we didn't lose any that we weren't supposed to lose either, which has also been our problem. We do have a tendency to lose games we weren't supposed to lose as well. So I'm looking at it. Even 5-7 is a glass half full, expecting us not to lose a game that we were favored in. and we're going to be favored in maybe two. So I think we're going to be underdogs in 10 games. That means we're going to win three that we're, you know, an underdog in. And so five games would mean we won three that we weren't supposed to and won all the ones we were supposed to. So that's a positive to me. I don't know about exciting because 5-7
yeah,
is still,
I think that's right.
Seven. But I see the mentality at Arkansas always has to be, always has been, always will have to be probably until we get some kind of Walton that all of a sudden loves the Razorbacks. You know, I think it's always going to be, can a coach above our talent level, and can a coach bring a bunch of 3.5 to 4 stars to play above a bunch of 4.5 stars? That's always going to have to be the case. Houston Nutt did that. When we got Petrino, he had a team full of, you know, four stars at skill positions, but he also had a team full of 3.5 stars. He's a great coach. Nobody could argue that. So we've always had to have a coach that brought our talent level up with his coaching. And a 5-7 record with that team on paper, with the teams that we're about to play on paper, that would mean that coach brought us up, somehow got us to play above our head, or figured it out, you know, better than the other teams on paper did. And that to me is how you got to look at the next team. Even if we have to wipe a whole slate clean with a better pile of money, if you have a coach that's able to bring our team and play above our head, that's a great sign. Because you have to have that here at Arkansas.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, too. We have one, I think we have one player, one, that's on any preseason on the 22 possibilities for first team. We have one that's been preseason predicted by most of the media who covers all these teams. So, again, the expectation is our talent level quite isn't ready. And I'm like you, Joe. I am certainly not going to be excited. But after a 2-10, and that means you're going to be Roger, you saw a ChatGPT prediction on the season. They have us winning North Alabama, losing to Utah and Georgia, beating Tulsa, that's 2-2, losing to A&M, beating Tennessee, then losing to Vandy, Missouri, but then beating Auburn and South Carolina, losing to Texas and LSU. But that would, again, you're beating South Carolina, according to this, South Carolina, Auburn, Tennessee. You know, I think that would probably be, we hadn't won a, we didn't win a conference game last year, so, you know, again, what I don't know if excitement's the right word.
What about, didn't Sam win 6, 7, and 9? Is that right? Or 7, 7, and 9?
Three.
Like
it was
that.
That was all SEC.
All SEC.
That's right. And then was it 7 and 9 or was it 9 the next year?
He won 9 the next year.
So 9, he won all the films.
And then NIL 7 started. Twice, maybe? Or something like that.
And it was 6, yeah.
So, either way,
was it 2 last 2 years?
7, 6.
No, three, nine, it wasn't 6, 2 years. It
well,
was just
it was
one,
2 the
one.
Last year, and then, yeah, you're right. It was 6.
Yeah,
I've
got it here. He goes 3-7, 9-4, 7-6, 4-8. 7-6, 2-3. So that's the record.
So I guess my point is, I'm not basing it off 2-10 last year. I'm going more on what the program's been the past 5-6 years, and more times than not, we've won 6-7 ball games, even 9 the 1 year. So 5-7, like, that should be the basement. And I get it. We got the hardest schedule. But there's coaches every year that's why they become the big name at the whatever big opening for that year. You know, Cignetti or the guy from Louisiana that went to Florida, or you know what I'm saying. So I'm like, as a Razorback fan, why can't that be the Razorbacks 1 year?
Justin.
So that's why, to me, 5-7, I'm like, well, I can point to other examples of other schools overachieving, as Joe put it, and I think that was a good point. I'm sick of the, well, yeah, they did do it, but, man, he's a good. When are we going to get that guy? Maybe we got him. I don't know. I hope. Yeah.
Justin. We all agree. I think we can all agree that the level of program that Arkansas is, 5 wins should probably be the basement for what we are, at least historically. We should get to that. We should be able to reach that. But do you think in the last 15 years we have found a way to go below the basement?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Well, again,
I'm
think
not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one.
That was not a good moment, Joe.
Hold on. Okay, if we can, I don't know why Roger, for some reason. If you can, Christian, turn up the volume. I want Joe to hear. I think he's heard it before, but this is Justin about midway through the season last year. I see this is a true emotion coming out.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one! One win!
That was that stretch where we lost him about six
then
in a row.
You wonder why I landed myself in rehab, Joe.
Well, you know what? You do talk about it. That's why we drink.
Joe,
don't get me started on that topic, but I tell you this. I wish the guy, I hope, I pray, and thank God nobody's got me on recording after a couple of segments of Arkansas, any kind of sports over the last 20 years, because my God.
Joe and I scream at each other via text.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we not, Joe?
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, I have no choice. Nobody understands except Arkansas fans. And I live in Texas around a bunch of A&M and Texas fans, and so... You know, they times 10, when I walk into anywhere at home around my friends or anything, it multiplies immediately. Like, the pity they have for me every week. Yeah, like, I watched your Razorbacks implode again. I have to deal with that, on a weekly basis. So my frustration is I'm looking ahead at the misery I'm going to have to endure, not just from the game, but from the crap talking for 365 more days until we play that game again.
Here's the thing. We have, since we've had Joe on the show over a year now, which we're having a great time. It's been fun to cover basketball, man. But you listen, it's been such a blast to, go to Sweet 16s and even with Must to go further, and Dave Van Horn to take it to a World Series, a couple years ago. And so the other sports we've had fun, it's this darn football that's just such a weight. And so we just got to keep believing. I think we all like Ryan Silverfield. He comes across as a really sincere guy. We got a clip I sent Roger, you and Christian last night of a player going, and I don't know what kind of talent level the kid is, but he said, they're teaching us the little things that I've never seen before. And you've heard me say, Roger, that's how you can be better when you're really good with the little things and then you have effort. Sometimes a three-star can beat a four-star, or a three-star can beat a five-star with the right step, not mistake, right angle.
You mentioned that with Brad Taylor yesterday, all the things that Coach Holtz and Coach Hatfield, but those were the head coaches. You had the assistant that made you do every single thing Monday through Friday, that on Saturday there was nothing left for question. This is it.
That's right. When you're not the most talented, you got to have a higher football IQ, and you got to want it more. And if you don't think won't mean something,
won't mean something.
I'm gonna tell you,
here's an idea. Put a damn good product on the field.
Yeah, that would make it.
I understand your point of it's not all on the players, but you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of it is. Go make a play.
Yeah.
Go make a play.
Today has painted me in such a good light.
My man.
No, you're just fired.
Listen, listening to Justin talk on here, listening to Joe Nichols talk on here, and him talking about, and listening to Joe go, all the crap I've got to put up from Texas and A&M fans, that is on the radio. If we turn the radio off, we're going to hear more things like LBJ was talking about. It's not going to be a filter. That's the way it's going to sound. It's filtered right now. We all feel your pain, brother, because of what Joe just said. The pain that we all have to endure for 365 days as a Hog fan.
Well, last year, Joe, we were 2-10. We had you on for the first time. Let's hope we get some surprises this year. Let's hope we win some games we're not expected to. And because we know basketball is going to be fun, we know baseball is going to be fun. Maybe this can be the year that we see some progress being made, that we're headed back in the right direction. So, but we appreciate having you on, buddy, and hopefully we'll have some fun times this fall, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to. Another thing. One thing, real fast. The devil is the social media. All my social media. I think my team logs me out of all of them right before the game starts. Or around the middle of the game, of any game, they lock me out and change the password. Because I have been known to get into a few fights. Now, this has been years, by the way. Since before I had my little vacation, Justin, years ago, I used to get on Twitter, let her go. And I would let them have it, man. I'm so happy that the SEC officials got their own Twitter. It's like a, I don't know. It's an unhealthy rage that I have for that thing. And it feels like every week, every time we play Florida, every time we play Auburn, and of course Alabama, every time you play Alabama, everybody holds, my gosh, it's a holding call every freaking play. And miraculously, you get called for one every time you have a big play. It's a miracle. Weird. But I got to stay away from social media. I think my team is smarter than I am. They take away my social media and change all the passwords, which is a great thing. But just so y'all know, I am tweeting every one of those guys and all that I can. I just don't go through because they lock me out. It's a good thing. I would look really bad. I would have a really, really bad.
Nice. Well, now we know why we get C'est la vie all the time.
C'est la vie.
That's why we get C'est la vie.
Yeah, and that's right.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to post Roger and Christian. We're going to post this conversation today because you got two country music artists that have been super successful. Both are from Arkansas.
Just absolutely miserable.
You're passionate Razorback fans. And so we need to put this out there.
Don't forget our boy Bobby Bones too. He's in that pile with us too. Our boy Bobby goes through it with us as well.
Yeah, and then you got Tracy Lawrence. I don't know if Tracy is as passionate about.
They get the red button.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he is. So, all right, listen, Joe. Great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you game week next week.
All right, y'all. Take care, man.
Go Hawks. Yeah, I do want to thank Chad and Stephanie Powers, Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for sponsoring both Joe Nichols and Trey Reed. They're y'all's friends. Mm-hmm. You guys built their pool for them, so that's a cool connection. Yep. We'll take a break and come back. Boy, I love hearing the debate. That was an interesting debate between.
Any of y'all?
No, you didn't defend anybody.
Okay. Christian, you good?
I'm good.
Christian, you want to save your prediction for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll save it for tomorrow.
Okay, we'll save it for tomorrow. All right, don't go away. We've got a little Joe Nichols, C'est la vie, taking us to the break. We're live from a luxury pool and spa in Conway.
So I can say it once and you know how I feel for sure. It's been weighing on me, girl, and I can't wait one more day. To them and say what I need to say. C'est la vie, get you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3, ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits you. Just don't let
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
The National Football League has decided to discontinue the Pro Bowl festivities. Beginning with the 2026 season, 88 players will receive an honor as a Pro Bowler with no replacement selections. There will be no games, but there will be an in-person celebration in Los Angeles during the week the Pro Bowl usually takes place. In the NFL tonight, the final week of the preseason gets started up. The Steelers will face the Bills at 6 on the NFL Network. The Browns will play the Patriots at 7 on Prime Video. And the Niners will take on the Raiders at 7 on ESPN Unlimited. And in college football tonight, Central Arkansas gets their season started against UT Martin. Kickoff is set for 6:30. It can be streamed on ESPN Plus. Radio coverage can be heard on the Point 94.1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Calmer weather is expected today. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 96 degrees, but also late this afternoon, there is a slight chance of a shower. Then tonight, mostly clear. We'll fall off to 72 overnight. Our Friday will be sunny and hot in the afternoon with a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health. For you, for life.
Are you ready for some high school football? Join me Friday night in Heber Springs. We kick off another season of Sonic Blast and grab a limited edition Sonic Blast t-shirt courtesy of Design Labs while they last. The Sonic Blast is presented by Sonic Drive-Ins.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax Foreman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Gonna get your Willie on.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, it is 9:38 on this Thursday, August 27th, coming to you live from Conway at Luxury Pool and Spa. Great location here. If you haven't been by, they're going to have a big sale starting Monday through Saturday next week. It's 5 Stanford Road in Conway. Their address in Russellville is 510 South Arkansas Avenue. The sale will be there as well. I'm talking 75%, up to 75% off store-wide. Chemicals, in-stock Polywood furniture. Again, 25 to 75% off. You just got to come in and see what's applied. 50% off pool toys and floats, in-stock Polywood furniture, Big Green Eggs, Led's Lounger, you name it, Caldera Hot Tubs they're doing discounts on. So good folks, too. You can trust them with your pool or your hot tub. So I can speak from experience for sure. Good folks. Couple things here. Somebody makes the argument on our Milton Heat and Air text line. I'm tired of hearing about the argument about toughest schedule. We're the toughest schedule because we're the worst team in the country. And I will say, I get it, but let me just tell you, I'll just say Phil Steele, I'll give you what his toughest teams with the toughest schedules. And I hate to tell you, it's not the worst teams in America. Number one, he says Texas is number one. When you look at that, you know, they play number one Ohio State right off the bat. They play number 13 Oklahoma, number 9 Ole Miss, number 11 LSU, number 10 Texas A&M, number 2 is Michigan, number 3 is USC. Arkansas, number 4, Oklahoma, number 5, Ohio State, 6, Michigan State, 7, Mississippi State, 8, and Purdue, 9. So you've actually got 1, 2, 3, 4 teams, I think, are in the top 10 that he has the toughest schedule. So it's not just always using that as the reason. I get it why people say that. It makes sense. But, you know, that's not what everybody says when it comes to toughest schedule. Here's what Joyce says. Preach, JM. I'm tired of being the foot mat Not the doormat, the footmat, Roger.
Okay, I like it.
Of college football.
Good term, good term.
Let's see here. I love this one. Where is it at? Where was it at? Dadgummit.
Which one?
It was the one about the whiskey and the... Oh, here it is. Justin and Joe need to publish a book of their texts from the past 15 years and call it Tequila and Whiskey, Now You Know Why. pretty good stuff.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Somebody says, other brother Malver said, best segment all year. We good. We chopped it up.
Yeah,
that was
it
good
up.
Stuff. Justin, I know you feel we don't get enough of that, but that was a good solid
really
chopping
was.
Up of opinion there. In
now,
terms
and
of,
the petty part of me has asked Christian to cut out the shout-out to Bobby Bum.
Yeah, that can't get better.
Justin, Joe
doesn't know you're not... What is
be careful
what
now.
Is yeah, what is
yeah.
He does. Yeah, he does it. Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Daniel Ellett, who just stopped by with Triton Stone Company. I hadn't seen him or talked to him in a couple of years. Super-duper guy. He just stopped by. He's running around here. So thank you to Daniel Ellett for stopping by, brother.
Atomic Hawk says J.J. Watt was a two-star recruit coming out of high school. Yeah, listen, I get it. I love the fact that you can develop players, and I hope this guy can do it. I like his staff, and I hope that's what we see, because we are one of the lower-ranked talent teams in the SEC, the lowest probably. So
I kind of blacked out during the middle of that segment. I don't even know what I said. But glad somebody out there was going, yeah, way to go. But no, I wasn't trying to necessarily disagree with you guys. I understand where y'all are coming from. I'm just at some point, like, there's going to be a team or a group of teams this year that nobody expects anything from, and it's a relatively unknown coach that they win 10 games and sneak into the playoffs, whatever. It's like almost two decades now of that being us. After my entire life to that point, a bad season was going to the Liberty Bowl. You know what I mean? And now we're just like, boy, if we could make it to the Liberty Bowl, whoop-de-doo.
It doesn't excite me anymore.
No.
I
understand it.
Your angle is why not us, right?
Yeah, your point is taken with me because, but with this team, with where we are as we speak on August 27, 2026, we would relish going to the Liberty Bowl, and speaking for myself,
because of
where we are. But the last several years with Coach Pittman, we're going, dadgummit, if Coach could just get over that hump. And fortunately for us, or unfortunately, it was the Liberty Bowl every other year is what it was, you know, because you can't go back-to-back. So and that's where we've been, but we take it all right now.
Somebody says from the 870, I met Jerry, this is about talking to Dancing with the Stars. I met Jerry Rice in L.A. years ago and was talking to him, and some ladies came up and were like, aren't you the guy from Dancing with the Stars?
Nice.
You know, it is what it is.
You got to love that. I love it when people go up to Justin.
I rest my case.
Aren't you the guy on Morning Mayhem?
There you go. Yes. Someone says, Baz, a reel popped up yesterday from last year's Touchdown Club about the trophies in storage. Any news on displaying those? Sounds like Dee Weber really wanted it done. Yeah, I made the comment, Roger, you heard it at the Touchdown Club. I said that Kyle Parkinson has told me that working on it and that they were going to try to come up with a solution. I like what he's saying. It's not a perfect solution, but at least they know it's not going to go away. They got to come up with a solution. It may not be perfect, and we may be working. There may be more than one person involved in the loop on that, but it's got to be done.
Yeah.
You know, for those of us who played up there, to think that our successes or trophies or anybody or the people that are honored or, you know, are not being shown is
here's
silly.
The word
it's
for
silly.
You. Here's the word about it. Honey, your chick ain't here this year at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. That's the word.
Let's see. Someone says no one's going to fill Dolly's shoes. That's like saying, just like in basketball, no one will fill Michael Jordan's shoes. Yeah, I get that. Somebody says you keep saying Jacuzzi, which is competitor to the place you're representing. No, we've been here 4 hours. I think we've said Jacuzzi twice. So we said hot tub 15 times, and occasionally, you know, we're not perfect. So, it's like, listen,
it's
we get
hard.
It. Jacuzzi
like Kleenex
is,
or...
yeah, Jacuzzi is a name brand. We get it. A hot tub is what they sell. And so I've said it twice out of the 4 hours we've been here.
Jacuzzi's like, I'm going to go get me a Coke, but I mean a Dr. Pepper.
That's right. Yeah. It's about hot tub and the Calderas here.
Jacuzzi,
so they get it. Listen, if they go only say it twice in 4 hours. That's not bad for me.
Absolutely.
But I appreciate somebody noticing that.
I didn't even think about that.
Somebody said that, Jamal.
Like I can just tell I know Baz well enough now. That sounded a little triggered. right there. I don't know. That kind of got to him a little.
No, just making the point. Jamal, from the 501, Jamal Anderson, they said Jamal Anderson was a top 10 defensive pick and was a 2-star offensive player coming out of high school. Again, I certainly agree with that. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, but Brandon we've Crossmore. Been on the air for 4 years. Four hours. Y'all yeah. have. I haven't.
Yeah.
But, we've named two. Now.
Yeah,
it's hard to do. Very few and far between.
They're the aberration. I mean, they're doable,
but yes, exactly.
Let's see. Somebody says, "Congrats, big congrats on getting Jerry Jones to the touchdown. That should open the door for you to get Aikman." Also, want to suggest Samantha Ponder as a future guest. Yeah, you know, Aikman after getting Emmett this week, which is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
We've had
Romo's free.
Romo is free. Listen, there's only anybody I haven't made a run.
You got the President of the United States coming. You're pretty much,
It certainly helps to when you put those two together, say, if we get these, and I've tried Aikman for a few years. We'll get Aikman sooner or later, maybe next year. But, Emmett, I've been trying for Emmett for 3-4 years, so it's good to get Emmett. Yeah, sure have. Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's schedule, but Emmett's going to be good next
Sometimes
Monday.
Sometimes it's just dancing.
It is. Sometimes it's just dancing. All right. Let's see. Get right back to where we started from. Who sings this, Roger? Turn that up.
Back to where we started from.
Some of the girls. Nightingales. Who sings it, Christian?
Mike Nightingale.
How about that? Boom.
I'll
let this take us to break. 9:46. We'll come back and wrap things up here. Luxury Pool and Spa.
Listen up, Buzz listeners. Here's a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office. The last holiday weekend of the summer is coming up, so what do you have planned for Labor Day? A pool party? Backyard barbecue? Maybe a trip to the lake? The Labor Day weekend has become a traditional time for family and friends to get together for fun. Sadly, the holiday has also become one of the deadliest times, with drunk drivers endangering themselves and others. It's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. And if you do, the consequences are severe. You'll lose your license and go to jail. You'll pay court costs, attorney fees, and fines that could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. You'll be restricted to driving with an ignition interlock. That means you have to blow into a device that detects alcohol in your system before your car will even start. And you have to pay for that. Sounds like a real blast, doesn't it? Hey, enjoy the holiday weekend, but think before you drink. Drive sober or get pulled over. A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Hello, this is Justin. Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 28th through September 9th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Dang, I forgot the wakeboard. How am I supposed to enjoy myself without my favorite water activity?
I mean, sure, we could still go tubing, fishing, or even just relax on a floaty, but without the wakeboard, what's the point?
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agents Alex Blake, Jason Daly, or Jamie Marsh in Little Rock today.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. A wonderful young sister named Ebony was ringing up my purchase in a clothing store when I noticed she had a Double B's cup. I smiled and told her that Double B's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. She smiled back and said, Double B's has the best ice. I told her I would pass this fact along in a new Double B spot. Ebony, we appreciate your honest, sincere, unsolicited take. Stop by today and get the best ice, baby. Ebony wouldn't steer you wrong, folks. Of course, over that ice, you will enjoy the best fountain drinks available. Your flavor, your way, so you can quickly be on your way. Mine is Coke Zero with a splash of vanilla. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Wow. 952. I just saw the video of, where is this?
Nepal, China.
I've missed out on all this. It looks like a movie.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like a movie. I mean, that looks the wall of water. Those hundreds and thousands are dead. Boom.
They've only got 100. As of this morning, when you and I came on, it was 168 dead. And
there's 168 right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's disturbing. Before we check in with Justin, who's over in Tennessee for the UCA game tonight. So Andrea, so Justin, this is funny. I don't know who Kate has for her pass. You know, that pass that the husband would give to his wife or vice versa. There's no question that I know who you would want your. I know if you had a pass, but you don't have it. So you heard me say about Troy getting Troy Aikman.
Yes, I did. First of all, we do not have a pass. Let's start with that. But Troy Aikman comes, if you need help going to pick him up or anything, I'll be happy to help.
I cannot believe the reaction. I mean, you were so fast on that. Jessica's the same way. When we were down at the Star this last year doing the Cliff Harris Award, there's these big life-size shots of him playing. She's over there. Said, would you take a picture of me and Troy?
Well, I grew up in Arlington, Texas. Diehard Cowboys fan growing up. I mean, it was with my dad. He's from Fort Worth, so it was like, you know, a good day or a bad day at the house on Sundays. You knew. So, you know, I grew up. My mom always had a little, you know, crush thing on Troy Aikman.
He may be the biggest when it comes to for women to be attracted to. You know,
well, he had
Brady. Brady. You know, Brady.
I pick Aikman over Brady.
Okay.
But I think it's just from the nostalgia.
Either one of those would draw very big in the female category.
Yes. Yeah.
I think again, you know, when you continue to put together names like Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Ray Lewis, you know, Lawrence Taylor, yeah. Brett Favre, yeah. Emmitt Smith. You put together Jerry Jones and President Clinton. You find you create it up to where a guy like Aikman, who said, well, normally I wouldn't consider it. If you've got those kind of guys. You know, Jimmy Johnson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I've tried for years. Just haven't been able to, but just like with Emmitt, it's taken me three.
Maybe you should send Jessica to ask.
Listen, I will have a bus full of women volunteering on that day that we normally don't have.
That is sales right there.
Someone says, hey, this is from Savage. Baz, I know you have the Broyles trophy at your home. Do you make a new trophy every year to give to the assistant that wins it, or do you have a storage room full of them? No. Everyone gets a brand new $6,000, 65-pound Broyles Award trophy. So, yeah, that's the tradition there. Let's go out to Tennessee and check in with Justin and Phil. Not Phil, but Justin, who's getting ready for the game tonight with UCA. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
what's up, guys?
Excited. Game one, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, hope springs eternal for everybody this time of year, man. So let's hope the Bears can rebound off a 3-9 season. Big opportunity tonight, playing a top 25 UT Martin team. It'll be on ESPN Plus, or if you want to listen, obviously we'll be over on The Point. So, yeah, excited about it. They've got a pretty new-look team, 40-plus new guys on the Bears, 50-plus new Tennessee Martin players tonight as well. So, I mean, it's going to be, you know, again, that's just the state of affairs, right, in college football, so who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Nathan Brown say something about, you know, hey, we're just ready to get out there and let's go. Of course, you know, last year, you know, want to get last year's taste out of your mouth. And, you know, we've just talked about, you know, it seems like there's just more talk and talk and talk, and all these coaches got to answer and answer. Just ready to finally get some you know, some action results. And like I said, it's going to be fun. You know, UC always has dynamic play at quarterback. You got a guy who's, you know, obviously a really impressive kid at your starter QB1. Then you got Walker White, who's a stud. He was at Auburn and Baylor. Physically, he might be the that running quarterback if they want to put in there just to be. What was the kid from New Orleans that, Justin, you like so much? Taysom
Hill? Is it,
yeah, he could be that kind of role. But it'll be fun tonight just to see some football and just see some real action instead of just talk.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is fun. We were talking about this on the air the other day. I mean, it's cool the way they roll this out. So you get a full slate of FCS games tonight, and then you've got obviously the game over in Ireland kicking off the FBS slate on Saturday morning. With and you know, you can see the new look with Petrino and Belichick working together, and then you kind of ease into, you know, high school football and then, you know, the full slate FBS games next week. So
yeah, so it's finally here. Justin, great to have you this week. I guess next week we'll have our full lineup of all of our guests, including D-Mac and Bruce. Others and Bruce and Walt Coleman and the gang.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Hopefully we'll get Mark May wrapped up and Dan Hampton and others. So it's football season
and you.
That's right. And Justin, we hope that it's going to be a positive year this year. It's going to be something that we're all good about.
Very
right?
Hopeful.
What does hopeful mean?
Thank you, Justin, for doing that.
Well, he said that he hopes it's a good season. I said, yeah, I'm very hopeful that we have a good season.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, we've all talked it to death. We've talked this thing to death,
it's D-Day.
It is this weekend. Of course, you got USC playing. You got North Carolina, TCU over in Scotland,
Ireland.
And, so again, it's Ireland. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, it's here. Finally here. Justin, we'll talk to you next week. Christian, good job back in the studio. Roger will be at Fletcher Dodge tomorrow.
Yes, we were live and in person.
Yeah. Well, they're doing deals. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank
for
you, Andrea.
Us.
Thank you all very
thank
much.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Jared.
Big sale next week, Monday through Saturday. Tons off. Easy way to save a ton of money.
It's a great time to come in and a clearance end of season sale. And
it is.
If you want a pool, this is the place to start. A pool or a hot tub, either one. So thanks.
Shout
Travis.
Out Bennett Miller
appreciate
as well.
Bennett Miller, 19-year-old military man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, from Greenbrier. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you for your service to our country. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't go away. Zone's up next. Have a great day.
And fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for